This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Madrid today, 24 men go on trial accused of being members of an Al-Qaeda cell involved in the September 11th attacks. Three of them are charged with providing money and logistical support for some of the plotters of the attacks during a meeting in a Spanish coastal town in the summer of 2001. Spain is the second European country after Germany to put on trial people believed to have been involved in September 11th. This case is by far the biggest. Jerome Sokolowski is at the specially designed bulletproof courtroom in the Spanish capital. And hello, Jerome.
Hello, Renee.
Tell us who the primary suspects in this case are.
Well, of the three you spoke of, Renee, there's one to watch. He has been the alleged leader of Al-Qaeda in Spain since the mid-1990s. He faces a jail sentence of possibly more than 60,000 years, which would be reduced to the maximum of 30 years in Spain, for having led this cell, recruiting members to participate in jihad in places like Bosnia, Chechnya. There's one other suspect that's worth paying attention to. That's Taysir Alooney. He's a reporter for the Al Jazeera television network, although prosecutors say he's an Al-Qaeda member. And all of the suspects have denied the charges through their lawyers or through family members.
And what is the main evidence against them?
We have an indictment here that's hundreds of pages long and has thousands of pages of evidence against these 24 men. They're based on phone taps and surveillance and the monitoring of bank transfers that go back to the mid-1990s. The prosecutors would also like to have some evidence from the U.S. investigation. In fact, they would like to question some senior Al-Qaeda figures who are known to be in U.S. custody, but they haven't been allowed, and they're going to have to do with intelligence material that has been handed over. And it's still a question whether that would be accepted in court here.
And what specifically are the links to the 9/11 attacks?
There are two main pieces of evidence. One is some phone conversations that the main suspect, Imad Yarkas, had. Prosecutors say that Yarkas knew, possibly beforehand and certainly afterwards, about 9/11. The other piece of evidence is addresses and phone numbers of Yarkas and other suspects that have been found among members of Hamburg cell that Mohammed Atta, the lead hijacker in September 11th, belonged to.
Jerome, how is this trial being viewed there in Spain?
Here in Spain, many people saw last year's commuter train bombings as a kind of retribution by Islamic militants for their participation in the Iraq War. Experts and even some officials in government believe it was actually in response to the arrest of these suspects after the 9/11 attacks.
Jerome, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Renee.
Reporter Jerome Sokolowski at the scene of a terrorism trial in Madrid, Spain.